incarnate. Right, stay there for a moment, and you need to stand very still and very quiet. So, the word incarnate, who can think of a carol that contains the word incarnate? Watch for the buzzers. Was that Terry's side? No? Who, me? Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's exactly the one that I was thinking about. We say, God, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. I love singing Christmas carols and lots of the old hymns, but sometimes the language used is a bit hard to understand. I remember when my son was at preschool, he went to a Christian preschool, and he came home and said, "Mummy, God is omnipresent." And I went, "Right, okay." And he says, "He's also omniscient." And I go, "Right, what does that mean?" "I don't know, but God is these things." They were teaching them these words, and they were learning to say the words, and then they went through and tried to understand. But this morning I want us to think for a few moments what that word incarnate means. We say that Jesus is God incarnate, but what does that mean? I want you to take a step forward. Joshua, take a step forward. You take a step forward. You take a step forward, and everyone else try and step back. It's just slightly without knocking the guitar down. Hold up, the four of you hold up your letters high. Oops. Incarnate. This is going to sound really random, but who likes chili con carne here? It's interesting. The name chili con carne literally means chili with meat. And I'm certainly no language expert. Being Scottish, I struggle with English, never mind any other language. But according to my friend Google, the carn, this word carn, comes from the same Latin word. Bet you didn't think you were going to get Latin lessons here, especially from me. It comes from the same word as carn in chili con carne. And the root means flesh. And the verb incarnate means to make flesh. And when we say that Jesus is God incarnate, it literally means that Jesus is God with meat on or with flesh on. God in human form. 100% God, 100% human. Jesus is God with us. He lived with us. He ate with us. He got cold. He got hungry. He came to bring us hope, to peace, life and joy. And we're going to think a little bit more later in the service about what that means to be God incarnate. Okay, if you would all like to give me your letters back, take a sweetie and sit down. Lovely, thank you.
He came to live.
God came to earth in flesh, God incarnate, Jesus. In the Bibles, your pew Bibles, if you look at page 1063, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. These verses say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." And then if we look at verse 14, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And children, can you remember the word that we looked at? What was it?
Incarnate.
That's right. Through him, all things were made, yet God became flesh. Isn't that amazing? Who's not helped me yet? I need a helper that's not helped me. Okay, Edith, you come. God came from heaven. God the Creator came to earth. God, the one who created everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the animals, people, us, the King of all creation, at the beginning of time, became human, became flesh, became like us. Isn't that mind-blowing? He came to earth, not as a great warrior, but as a baby. Now, I did see a baby around. I think we've lost the baby. I think he's out there. Isabel, would you be able to come and help me? I want you to do something. If you could come and help me. One for Elsie, zero for Andy. Sorry, not scoring points. Right, this used to be your blanket, didn't it? This is a baby blanket. What I want you to do is put that round you and you stand beside Edith. Isabel, when she was born, can you remember?
She was the smallest out of the three.
So I've got a tiny baby. I'm sure most of us love babies and love to have a cuddle with a baby. But that King of all creation came and was born not in a palace, but in a smelly stable. Everyone here has been a baby. And Isabel had to rely on her parents and lots of other people when she was tiny. And we've all been in that position. And at Christmas, we think about Jesus coming to earth as a baby. He was weak. He was dependent on people to care for him. And in the sketch, Elizabeth said that Christmas is ridiculous. And that can be true if we only see Jesus as a baby in a manger. The truth is that he grew up. He was 100% God, 100% human. And yet, like us, he went through and experienced all the difficulties and the challenges that many of us have or still are experiencing. He understands our struggles. His mother was a teenager. There was gossip and questions about who his father really was. His parents became refugees. They had to seek asylum in Egypt. There was persecution. He was born into a working class family. His father was a carpenter. He didn't have a flashy lifestyle or a posh home. He got tired and hungry and weary. He was misunderstood. In fact, people often tried to trick him and trap him into doing bad or wrong things. Jesus came to us. He identified with us. Anyone here suffered? Found life hard? So did Jesus at times. Anyone ever felt lonely? This is a real lonely time of the year for lots of people. Jesus felt lonely. He felt forsaken. He lived among us. He suffered and died. And he's God, so unlike us, he did nothing wrong. But most amazing of all is that despite having done absolutely nothing wrong, he suffered the worst punishment imaginable. He was tortured and crucified on a cross. I need another helper. Isaac, you come. Now, you might need to just hold this. I don't think you want that on your head. It might be a bit jaggy. Will we try it? Hold that there so that you don't get too jaggy. Jesus suffered. Jesus, God incarnate, God in flesh, he suffered. He was willing to change that crown of glory, a crown of thorns, to make way for us to be forgiven and to restore our broken relationships with God. God coming in flesh. It's more than a Christmas story. It's not just something to celebrate once a year. Jesus, God incarnate, God in flesh, came for us for every day, for everyone, from the youngest to the oldest. I need an adult volunteer, someone to represent the older generation. We got a volunteer? Oh, Joan. Okay. And I need someone, a little one. Anna, would you come and help me? Can you come up and help me? I want you and Joan to pull this cracker. No? Anna's not going to help me? I want another little-y. Yeah, if you... I can't remember your name, sorry. If you come and help. Right. You and Joan pull the cracker, because it... See what's inside it. Oh. Oh. Have a look inside. If you just wait there, have a look inside. God's done so much for us. The gifts he gives aren't going to be just like the cheap ones inside that. And last for a few days. What have you got? What toy have you got? Oh, a moustache. Can you put your moustache on? Did you manage to put it on? Or we'll get Joan to put the moustache on. But sometimes we forget that the gift that God gives doesn't fit. Oh, that's okay, don't worry. It illustrates perfectly that sometimes the gifts that we get at Christmas, we forget about, they're not really that valuable. Although we get excited about it at Christmas, and we're so desperate to open that, by about the 4th of January, often they're lying in a corner and we forget about it. But the best gift of all, the gift that Jesus gives, lasts forever and ever. He gives us eternal life. He gives us freedom, peace and joy. But as we give gifts and receive gifts at Christmas, the greatest gift that you can give him is exactly what Joan's doing, is to let him be king of your life. He created us in his image. He knows what we experience here in the world. He gave his life for us. And he's got so many good things to give us. Will you open your life to him, the King of Glory, who came as a baby, who suffered and died, and will you let him be king of your life? Thank you, children. If you give me all back. Thank you. Thank you. There we are. You can take your chocolate. Thank you, Joan.